Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. Whatever brings you here, whether it be your custom to come here, whether you have come out of curiosity, or whether there is a crisis or concern in your life for which you just needed a little space and to be with a loving family, you are welcome here. And we hope that the peace of this place and the love and community of this service will be meaningful for you. My name is Barbara Fote. I'm a member here and part of the welcome team, so I do want to welcome newcomers. We have a brochure. If one of the welcome team hasn't gotten to you, we will try to do so, and these brochures are on the back or out in the hallway here. But we want you to know about all the wonderful mission and ministries that goes on from this building. You should, in your bulletin, have a yellow slip. If you'll just pull that out, please. On one side, we ask you to let us know who you are and some contact information, particularly if you're new, and you can just drop that in the offering plate. However, if you have a prayer request you'd like to share, flip that yellow slip over and you can write the prayer request there, and then you'll hand it to the ushers at a time in the service before the offering. You'll see an abbreviated form of worship in the bulletin newsletter that you were given, but everything should also be on the screens up here. There are restrooms and childcare out through this door or through the back and downstairs. We have a gathering room right behind the altar area and front choir loft. Afterwards, come have a cup of coffee or water back there, and a reminder that we have a safe sanctuary policy so that all children should be accompanied as they go through the building. I would like to lift up some of the things that are in the bulletin, but there's way too many to mention. Next Sunday is All Saints Sunday. We have a very special tradition here of calling the names of anyone who has died in the last year since All Saints Sunday. And so this is your last chance to let us know if you have a friend or loved one who you would like to honor in that reading of names next week. Do you see the tree behind the kids' table over there? Joyce has asked me to let you know that our annual Thanksgiving distribution is 4 weeks away. We do bags for a couple hundred families who may not otherwise have a Thanksgiving dinner. There's several ways you can help, and there is information in your bulletin about that. We do have some free items from the food bank that will help fill the bags, but we are in need particularly of canned yams, cranberry sauce, cake mixes, and frosting. If on your next grocery trip you could pick up some of those and bring in, you can also give money. You can take a name off the tree, and that would cover one family, and bring the food in for that family or write a check for that. And then finally, I wanted to let you know that if you, like me, forgot your pledge card, there are blue pledge cards in the back. You can just wander back and pick one of those up. And let me say, there are many other things going on that you can take time later to read in your bulletin. But now it's time for us to continue with worship.
Good morning. How are we today? Fantastic. I heard a fantastic. Do I hear other goods, greats, wonderfuls? All right. Well, welcome. I am Pastor Alicia Wood. I am so honored to say that I'm the pastor here for a bunch of reasons, but the one I'm going to highlight today is I have gotten word that we fed 83 guests today at our hot breakfast. And if you don't know about this breakfast, it's the best breakfast in town on Sunday morning. Eggs, sausage, hash browns, tater tot. Well, hash browns, tater tots, pancakes, fruit, and coffee, and water, and juice. I think there's more stuff, but I don't. Oh, grits. So know that I'm excited about that, and I think that it's wonderful that so many folks in the church, but outside of the church, know that we have this breakfast, and so we see all kinds of people. It's just a beautiful thing. So in this final week of our stewardship campaign, we look with gratitude at the ways our practices of dealing with money can be transformed because we have brought the subject out of the shadows and into the light. In doing so, we have opened ourselves to a greater sense of community, just as the early Christians did when they worked together to support one another. Today, our scripture helps us affirm that the more we cultivate relationship in our lives, the more we increase our chances that in every moment we will be loved and supported and will have the opportunity to return that same hospitality. This investment of ourselves in the beloved community increases our constant and enduring hope and gratitude. Whether you are considering pledging for the first time, or moving into tithing for the first time, or you realize that your changing life circumstance challenges you to make a change in your support, we ask God to be with us on this journey as the candles are lit this morning. Through it all, God is indeed our best thought, and God's presence our light. Will you please sing with me? Be thou my vision.
Jacqueline Sadowski, and I'm your liturgist this morning. Will you please stand with me and join me in the call to worship? We light this flame to affirm that where there is light, where there is understanding, where there is compassion, where there is possibility, holy and living God, we are grateful that you transform our fears into awe-inspired wonder. Continue to open us to this light and to rich possibilities that it brings us for the wonderful life. A life full of wonder is possible for each of us, for all of us. Remain standing and join me in singing hymn 384, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Divine, all love, excelling, joy, love, and to earth come down. Within us your home, Look around you. The wonder of God is all around you. Before you settle back in your seats, take a moment to share the love of Christ with your neighbor.
Will the children come forward as they're comfortable?
You can do anything.
To be full of love, to be full of grace, to be full of peace is a wonderful life. To be full of love, to be full of grace, to be full of peace is a wonderful life. To be full of love, to be full of grace, to be full of peace is a wonderful life.
Good morning. How are we doing today? So I'm wondering, does anyone ever feel, this is kind of a big question, you might need to think about it for a minute. Does anyone ever feel different? Like maybe you don't always fit in? Does anyone ever feel different? I'll share with you that sometimes I feel different because sometimes when I go to events that, I'll come to you too, thank you. Sometimes when I go to events that's all pastors, there's almost no women. And it might seem weird because you know me as pastor, but in a lot of spaces, there's mostly male pastors or sometimes even only male pastors. And so sometimes when I go and it's all a room full of pastors, sometimes I feel different because I'm a woman pastor and not a man pastor. So even I feel different sometimes. And it sounds like Eric has a time. Do you feel different sometimes?
Yeah, when you go to a different school.
When you go to a different school, you feel different. Did you go to a different school this year, this September, or was it a while ago? A while ago. Does anyone else ever feel different? All right, well, you can just know how I feel, that Eric and I sometimes feel different. So today our scripture is talking about how we should share. And so we can share stuff like, if you have a piece of gum or candy, we could share something like that. There's all different kinds of ways to share, but one way we can share is to be nice to people or share God's love. We can be kind to one another. And sometimes people feel different. And it's nice when we can share God's love with people who even feel different. You might know that they feel different because they look shy, or maybe they're not making eye contact, or maybe their body language is like closed in, something like that. And it might let you know that someone feels different. So later today, Miss Jeannie is going to be talking to us about these stoles. I don't know if you saw these colorful stoles here on the communion table, but we're going to be talking about these stoles, and it's a rainbow because in our congregation, we want everyone to feel welcome. And anyone, even if someone feels different in the outside world, that they don't feel different in here because we love and accept everyone. And so Miss Jeannie, raise your hand. She's going to ask you later on to help. Are we going to do that now? Okay. We can do that now. We're going to ask you to help pass these out to the congregation. Okay? Do you think you all can help with that in a little bit so we can share God's love? Okay. So, yes. So let me introduce Miss Jeannie. So hang on a second. I guess we're going to... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody who would like one, yes. Okay, so Jeannie Finlayson-Schuler is our Chair of Reconciling Ministries in our local congregation, and so she's going to talk a little bit about our stoles and et cetera.
You may have seen some of our puzzle stoles that I know Peter has on back there, but we have, some have walked, some we have gifted to other people. So we have gotten a gift of new stoles, like the one we received in St. Louis. So, UUMC joined the Reconciling Ministries Network when we voted unanimously to become a reconciling congregation in 2011. One of the most moving moments for me during the year-long discernment process was the Shower of Stoles presentation. This sanctuary was filled with stoles of clergy who had left or had been forced to leave the United Methodist Church due to identification as or support of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender persons. Some left the ministry, some joined other denominations. Some of you remember Billy Klutz, who worshiped with us during the year he studied at the Maxwell School. Due to his UMC district superintendent, a personal family friend, refusal to support his candidacy, he is now an ordained minister in the Presbyterian Church. Let me read the Reconciling Ministries Network mission and vision statements. Living into our shared baptismal covenant, Reconciling Ministries Network equips and mobilizes United Methodists to resist evil, injustice, and oppression as we seek justice for people of all sexual orientations and gender identities. Reconciling Ministries Network envisions a renewed and vibrant Wesleyan movement that is biblically and theologically centered. As committed disciples of Jesus Christ, we strive to transform ourselves and the world by living out the gospel's teachings of grace, love, justice, and celebration of God's children. Rainbow Stoles have been a part of the United Methodist Annual and General Conferences throughout the U.S. since the 2004 General Conference. They are worn by those wishing to proclaim they are committed to full inclusion of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer persons in the life and policy of the UMC. Parents Reconciling Network volunteers have faithfully made over 7,000 stoles for general conferences in 2004, 2008, 2012, 2016, and at RMN convocations every other year from 2005 to 2015. Our new stoles are the same stoles made for the RMN Love Your Neighbor Coalition convocation in St. Louis the summer preceding the February 2019 Special General Conference. We will confirm our commitment to full inclusion by blessing these stoles. We invite you to wear them each Sunday and return them to the communion rail at the end of the service. Let me end with a quote from a blog by Denise Nutt Beers. Give our children hope. Put on the stole. Be Peter, who ate with the Gentiles. Put on the stole. Celebrate sacred worth. Put on the stole. Receive the Holy Spirit. Put on the stole. Look out upon a new heaven and a new earth. Put on the stole.
Okay. If you're comfortable, come help pass out the stoles. If you'd like to sit at the children's table, that's okay too. And if you'd like to go sit with whoever brought you, that's okay too. As we do this, we will bless the stoles. Excuse me. So, we're walking with the stoles out. And so the way that I envision this is that I am blessing these stoles. We are blessing these stoles. But we are passing this blessing out as we pass out the stoles. So will you pray with me? Great God of love and compassion for all your children, we ask you to bless these stoles as our outward and visible sign of our intention to care as you care and love as you love. We ask that you will lead us toward a deeper sense of what it means to be a neighbor to those whom others have deemed unacceptable or incompatible. May we individually and as a church work to be a safe place for all your children. We seek all these blessings in the name of the one who taught us to love, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Wow. I look up and I see all of these beautiful colors eking out into all of you, and I know that you'll share this blessing and love beyond these walls. So as a sign of our remembering, let us speak together our reconciling congregation statement. We got to go back. There we go. Will you join me? University United Methodist Church embraces Jesus' message that God loves and accepts every person. We celebrate the diversity of God's creation and welcome persons of every age, race, sexual orientation, gender identity, ethnic background, marital or socioeconomic status, physical or mental ability, nationality or education, and cherish their full participation in the life of our faith community. We are proud to be an open, affirming, and reconciling congregation. We invite all, whether they may be on their faith journey, to join us in discovery, worship, prayer, and service to others. Amen. Thank you, choir. That was just so lovely. At the heart of our relationship to money is living and giving with gratitude. Whether the assets we have to give are monetary, time, or energy for the sake of the human family. By aligning our money practices with the courageous vision we see for ourselves and the impact on the world, we pray that we will transform our fear to gratitude in the act of sharing. The end of the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, is a joyful celebration of community and generosity, and George Bailey's thankfulness is infectious. George's brother Harry proclaims this.
A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
And the angel, Clarence, who had earlier declared,
"You see, George, you really had a wonderful life,"
shows up in the inscription in a book left on the big pile of money given to George by his community to help bail him out of trouble.
Remember, no one is a failure who has friends.
Indeed. Clarence, the angel, finally gets his wings in the end. As the whole community gathers in George's house, looks on, a bell rings, a sign that the reverberations of generosity were being felt in heaven as on earth. Let us prepare our hearts to hear the word as found in the fourth chapter of Acts of the Apostles, verses 32 to 35. The community of believers was one in heart and mind. None of them would say, "This is mine," about any of their possessions, but held everything in common. The apostles continued to bear powerful witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and an abundance of grace was at work among them all. There were no needy persons among them. Those who owned properties or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds from the sales, and place them in care and under the authority of the apostles. Then it was distributed to anyone who was in need. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. It's a Wonderful Life. This movie is a classic. I can't wait to re-watch it this season because it just seems to really bring so many things into perspective. And in It's a Wonderful Life, it really shows how the community gets along and pitches in. I would even say the Holy Spirit seems to be a part of this pitching in the community, in the movie and in their community. But I also see it in our community as well. Our scripture shares with us the life of the believers in the early church. The community of believers shared everything. All the believers were one in heart and mind. We have so much to be grateful for. We have our new souls that have been donated. Today, I'm so excited because we have 10 new members joining our church and more who are ready come November because they just couldn't be here on this scheduled day. And we will be blessing our pledges or our dreams for the church's future, which we have prayed about and have worked toward all our life. So I'm so excited about all the things that will be happening today. Our scripture is all about sharing so that all needs are met. So I just want to tell you about a conversation I had with our outreach coordinator, Galen Murphy Stanley this week. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, and just how things happen. She started the conversation with pulling a chair out so I would sit, which means it's going to be a long talk. And she said, sit, and then she said, I don't know what is going on here. It's like magic is happening here. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And she said, I just say something, and then all this stuff arrives. And so I would interpret this not as magic, but as the Holy Spirit working among us and with us. So let me just show you one picture, and I brought the bags. Galen was trying to figure out, because I don't know if you know this, but March 1st, we will no longer have plastic grocery bags when we go to the grocery store. And so we were trying to figure out how to handle this in our pantry, because what we've been doing is asking the congregation to donate their plastic bags, but there will be no longer plastic bags to donate. So we were thinking about purchasing reusable bags and putting our church logo on it, which would be wonderful. But she just happened to talk and network, and all of a sudden someone said, the designer of this bag, I have a bunch of these national parks bags available that they were last year's stock. And so she sent them to Galen, 500 of these. Right? Oh. That's just the beginning. These are my notes. This is a long conversation, right? Galen's magic, but we also have the Holy Spirit with us. And then she was talking with someone else, and these bags came in, 450. So we now have 950 reusable bags, right? Yay! Okay, so that's just one. I can't wait to tell you everything else. All right, then, I don't know if you remember this, but I don't know, Stark might remember. 2 years ago, pet food. I mentioned in worship one day that I had heard about a pet food pantry at another location. And guess what happened? We started getting pet food. And Galen forgot to, which she's busy and it's okay, she forgot to take a picture, but she said she has a garage filled with pet food in addition to all the pet food we have here. So again, it just shows up. You can clap some more. Let's see what's next. Oh, she received a grant, and it was for fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh produce. So what Galen decided to do was to hire local. So she went right to the local farmers market, I think the one on Westcott, because that's where she lives, and she has bargained with the farmers, and so they get a summer portion and they get a winter portion. And this is just some of the produce that came in this fall. So again, great stuff. And I know because it's a local farmer and she's doing local business, we're probably getting more than we would if we went, you know, to the grocery store or to in another setting. Last week, I don't remember who she was talking to, but someone handed her $100 for anything to do with the pantry. When she received the orange bags, the reusable bags, the woman who gave them to her also gave her a $1,000 check, again, to go for outreach. Just, it's incredible, right? We participate in the grocery rescue program, which means on Friday mornings, a truck pulls up and it has a bunch of food in there. It's things that haven't been moved in the regular grocery store. So it might come from Trader Joe's or Wegmans or Walmart or Aldi's. And so it's fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, fresh bread. There's usually dairy products in there. And then whatever the food pantry thinks that Galen can move here, because our food pantry is known to move food. So if they can't get rid of it anywhere else, they give it to us. So she has, and one of the things that Galen asked for are for things that people don't have to cook. Because I don't know if you know this, but not everyone lives in a home or an apartment. And not everyone has access to pots and pans or ovens or stoves or even cooktops. So we have a lot of friends who come who have none of these things, but they are hungry. So she's asked for things that can walk with them, like travel food. And so we were gifted granola bars. One day, a bunch of books showed up at our door. She wasn't even here. And this is some of them. These are some of the books. And you might notice when you come in through our 325 University Avenue door, it's also nicknamed the Peel Entrance, there is on the outside a red little library. You might have seen them all over the city, but we have one that we care for. And so these books were donated for our little library. So it's going to take a long time, well, maybe 6 months. Our little library is extremely used. I see people day in and day out as I'm coming and going into the library. So it's not just used Sunday and Friday. Every day of the week it is used. Later in the month, we have a potato. Galen calls it a potato drop. And what it is there are farmers in Maine or Massachusetts, New England somewhere, who have all these extra potatoes that they can't give to McDonald's or Burger King because they're not perfect, so they don't go into the cutter quite right. And so Galen has networked, and now it's actually up at the annual conference this year, so a whole bunch of food pantries can access this potato drop. And I don't know how many pounds of potatoes we get each year from this potato drop, but we fill our Thanksgiving bags with them. We have them for our pantry guests, and they fill her garage. I mean, we can't even store them here at the church because there's just so many. So if you want to volunteer to bring some potatoes from that location to Galen's garage, let me know, or let Galen know. This week, the other thing that came in is yarn, a bunch of yarn. And we have bagel breakfast the first, third, and fifth Sundays. Those bagels are given to us through Brugger's Bagels. And so either Joyce or Galen stops by and picks those up, and we feed a bunch of people, probably like 50 people on those Sundays. Galen, again, Holy Spirit, or Galen's big mouth, I don't know, but she has worked with and talked with Copper Beach right next door. And when students move out in May, guess what? They leave a lot of stuff. They leave lots and lots of clothes because it's easier for them to just leave it than to wash it, pack it, and move it back home, wherever home is. And so we get a lot of clothes. I can't even tell you how many clothes. I mean, it's like rolling carts of clothes. It's incredible. Let's see here. What's my next one? We also give out through CNY Diaper Bank. We give away 50 diapers to families in need once a month. And Galen was talking with someone, and all of a sudden, formula and rice cereal showed up at our door. And so not only can we give diapers, but we also have these gifts as well if folks would like them. So really, really neat how, wow, this keeps coming, right? I have more. This is just unbelievable. Let's see here. What else do I have here? Okay, so I have a relationship with Dean Brian Conkle up at Hendricks Chapel. So next week, he called me, over the summer and said, I have Harmony Cats coming to Hendricks in November. They don't have anything to do on Sunday morning. Would you like them to come to you? And I said, absolutely. So next Sunday, we have a jazz band coming called Harmony Cats Theodicy Jazz Collective, coming next week. Sorry, wrong group, because I have written down the Harmony Cats as well. So Theodicy Jazz Collective is coming next week. I'm super excited to have jazz band in the house next week. We have Harmony Cats coming on the 9th, which is going to be a fundraiser. All the pantries are doing that together. So it's not just Galen and myself talking about things, it's also Galen's husband, George. He was giving a talk somewhere in the medical community. He's a doctor, and he said that, women cannot get feminine products as a part of their food stamps. And so all of a sudden, a whole bunch of stuff showed up at Galen's door. So again, it's like we just talk and things come in. And I know that these are things for our pantry and for our community, and it's just so lovely and beautiful. you may be thinking, we also need money to run this building. And so I'm sharing all of this with you because this is so exciting. I can't imagine what's next. I don't know what's next, but I'm ready for it, and I hope you're ready for it too. I can't imagine all this is coming to us and that the money or the tenants or whatever might come for us to have more income to maintain our building. I can't imagine that not happening after all this stuff I just shared with you. Our call is to love God and to love God's people. I'd like to personally thank each of you because today is a big day. It's Pledge Card Sunday. This church has been running for 150 years. And I know your pledges of last year and next year are your dreams of the future. And so I want to personally thank you for accepting this call that God has given you to love God and love God's people through all you do. Amen. So the fun doesn't stop because guess what? We have a baptism and then we have 10 new members coming to us. So I would like to ask Joni to come forward with her mom and Barb. We're going to go over there. So Joni Binzer is our friend, our new friend, and well, maybe not all that new, right, Joni? And I am so excited. It's always beautiful when we have an infant baptized, but it is incredibly lovely when an adult makes this choice, right? This is big. It doesn't matter. I'm left-handed, so I can do it. I'm ambidextrous because I'm left-handed, so we're good. This is just so lovely, and I'm so honored to be a part of your journey, and that you're making this choice today is just so incredibly lovely, and I'm just excited. So let us begin. Dear friends and siblings in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. On behalf of the whole church, I'm going to ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races, and other things as well?
I do.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? And to you, congregation, this is special, so yes. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in Christian faith and life and include Joni in your care? Faithful. And you heard that, right? They all said it. And we're going to, yep. They're going to support you in whatever you need. Okay. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nation, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and she who receives it, to wash away her sin and clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in Christ's final victory. Amen. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Joni, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, if you're comfortable, could we lay hands on Joni's shoulders? The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now it is our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of Christ. Amen. So, will my new members come forward, please? We're going to go stand out there. And so. What a blessed day. What a blessed day to see all of our friends. You're coming, right? You? Okay. Sure. You're good. Wow, look at all of you. This is great. Let's scoot down that way. This is lovely. So, I'm going to embarrass you a little, Karen. I got a message on Facebook that Tom needs to take our picture for sure. Okay, Tom, make sure we get Karen. Facebook told me. So, I just would like to introduce all of you to all of them quickly, and then we will go on with our ceremony. So, we have Connie Myers here. You might have seen her peek around. She usually sits over there, but today she decided to sit over here. She has many gifts, and when you have a moment, come talk to her, and she will share, hopefully, she will share with you some of her great gifts. And we have Kim Cromer Murphy. Yes, and she has a lot of gifts too. I mean, I'm just like blown away. When I get talking with folks, I'm just like, wow, there's so many gifts as a part of our church community. So again, please feel free to find her. She has actually joined the senior choir and the bell choir so far. So yeah, right? This might be a familiar face, but he's never formally joined the church. So we finally got him. This is John Hunt. He has many gifts as well, including being our SPRC chair. So he gets to hear from me quite often.
Yes.
And we have Karen Quick, and she's been our friend for a couple of years, right? You've been coming, and so she's decided to join us in a formal setting. So I see Tom taking our picture. Thank you. And we have William Seward, and he actually started coming to our Thursday night service and then became a part of our Sunday morning service. And, of course, he helps by being an usher and handing out bulletins, but he also volunteers at the pantry. So he's really integrated himself into the life of the church right off the bat, right? I mean, within a week or two, you were already volunteering and helping out. And he helped me unpack all the stoles you see as well this morning. So he does everything. And we have Julie Oscars. And we're so grateful that she found us. She just recently moved from Maryland, right? And so she found our church, this church, the building was in her head, and so from before when she lived in Syracuse, and so she came and checked us out, and of course all of you were wonderful, so she came back, and we're so glad you're here. And we have Peter Gale here. And so this is Alan Gale's brother-in-law. I was told for sure that this is Alan Gale's brother-in-law. And you have been coming with Ellen, and you've been enjoying coming and feeling fed. And so when I came and asked you if you wanted to be a member, you said yes. So I was so excited by that. So, and I'm sure you have many gifts that we don't know yet, but we'll find out. We're so glad you're deciding to do this. Okay, I'm going to go to you left. And, of course, we have Joni Binzer, who was just newly baptized Christian and also has really pitched in. She, last week I saw that she was helping with bagels just out of nowhere, so it was really great. And today she volunteered at the breakfast. So, yeah, so that's great. And just jumped right in. So we're grateful that you're here and that you're taking this journey with us. Okay.
Josh Coker. I unintentionally got up too soon. I'm not technically a member of the church yet, but I've been coming here for about 6 months, and I filled out the form, so I thought I was a member, so I apologize.
You're good.
Before I'm actually a member.
So he and I actually had a conversation earlier, and this is all what he's saying is true, is that he wants to be a member. We just need to do the class, so we're going to do the class after. All right. Okay. And, of course, we have Barbara Nunn, our fearless lay leader, up here as well. Whether we join the church through baptism, transfer of membership, or reaffirmation of faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Remember your baptisms and be grateful. Okay. Wow. How are we going to do this? I didn't think this part through. Hold on. Sorry. All right. So we're going to go one by one. Okay. Connie, the Holy Spirit worked within you that having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I? Okay. Kim, the Holy Spirit worked within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. John, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Karen, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live faithfully as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. William, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Julie, okay, bye. Okay. The Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Peter, is it okay if I... Peter, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Joni, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. As new members of this congregation, will you participate in the ministry?
We will.
Will you support it with your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? And all of you out there, we have another big job here. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Please welcome them in prayer. And applaud. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and in peace. Amen. All right, let's really welcome them, because we weren't so sure before. Want to give them their certificate? Do you want a picture or anything, Tom, or we're good? We're good, okay. So we have certificates for all of you, so you can hang them on your wall. And so Barb will distribute those as we continue our time in worship.
Thank God for those persons who have joined us in our mission to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. To be in a wonderful life is to live life in wonder and awe of the gifts surrounding each of us every moment. Remember those places where you see the treasures of your life in the people and creation around you. Let us pray. Creating God, for the awesome wonders of creation, the abundant feast of family and friends, the plentiful riches of your presence among us, we give thanks. Take a moment and remember the things that are blessings in your community. Loving God, for those things that are filled with heartbreak, too much stress, too little assurance, too much pain, and not enough possibility, be with us. Take a moment, though, to think about those things that are of concern in your community. Gracious God, for those times when our contributions bring more negativity than positivity, more resentment than forgiveness, more breaking down than lifting up, forgive us. In this silence, we open the books of our hearts and make an accounting. Already we know you have balanced the ledgers. You hold nothing against us. You forgive all debts. We are so deeply grateful, and we commit to create more good in the world.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, we are in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
We come together here because we have reaffirmed today all are welcome here. We are united by our shared vision to feed God's people body, mind, and spirit. And our offering is one way that we affirm our commitment to that vision. If you have filled out the form to recognize someone for All Saints, please pass that in now in the offering plate as our ushers go by, along with your yellow attendance slips. You can hang on to your pledge cards because we're going to do something else with that in a moment. Let us receive our tithes and offerings as we listen to the choir. Join me in reading our unison prayer of dedication. Gracious God, we look with gratitude upon everything in our lives as a gift from you. We offer all we can back to you in service to your beloved creation and all peoples in it. With great thanksgiving, we commit to this spiritual journey of stewarding the resources and treasures that come into our care. Keep us ever mindful of the times when others have shared with us and the difference it made in our lives, so that our giving connects us as human family in ever stronger ways. In the name of the one who gave it all, even his very life, for love and justice, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Having walked with God and examining our heart's relationship with money, we commit to taking these practices out into the world and our daily lives. As we sing, "I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me," please feel free to get up and bring your blue pledge cards forward and place them right in front of the cross. We're laying them right at the cross. And if you'd prefer an usher, bring your pledge card forward, just raise it up and they will come and collect it and bring it to the cross. So let us sing. Amen. Please be seated. So I am honored to bless these pledges. Know that I know, and the congregation all know, that these are not something you take lightly, that these are pledges and commitments that you pray about and think about and discern. So let us pray. Loving God, we present to you these pledges, these dreams, these possibilities of the future. Be with each of us here in our giving, so that when we give, we happily give, so that your work will be done here on earth as you would like it to have be done. We are grateful for all that we have, and we are grateful to give what we have for your work. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So one more time, we'll remember the Bailey's blessing from It's a Wonderful Life. First, we have bread. Bread that this house may never know hunger. And salt. Salt that life may always have flavor. And wine that joy and prosperity may reign forever. May you be ever grateful for the bread of life and the cup of love. And may you always savor the flavor of a life well-seasoned with generosity. May you have been reminded of these things here in this time together. And now go and do likewise in the world, for it is a wonderful life. Amen. Thank you.
heard that a lot of them.